This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Much of the session news has been dominated by TOPS, abortion restrictions, and of course, the budget. But lawmakers have taken up more mundane concerns too, like what kids are or aren't learning in school. Teach
your children well. This bill will just ensure that we continue to teach the critical skill of cursive writing in schools. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Chris Broadwater handled Senator Beth Mizell's bill on the House floor Thursday. House Education Chair Nancy Landry had an amendment.
The School Board Association surveyed their districts and found that 24 of them were not teaching cursive, including some of the largest ones, so they asked for delay of the effective date for 1 year.
In the 2017-2018 school year, kids will again be taught handwriting. Also this week, the House considered a curriculum bill by Denham Springs Representative Valerie Hodges.
It requires students in grades 4th, 5th, and 6th to recite a portion of the Declaration of Independence. As we know, the Declaration of Independence is the foundation of our civil rights and our civil liberties.
Baton Rouge Representative Patricia Smith took Hodges to school, explaining not every American views the Declaration that way. Some see it as a tool of oppression.
Are you aware that the Declaration of Independence, Constitution of the United States, were used against African Americans?
The Declaration of Independence used against
a Yes, ma'am. They had to recite those at a poll place in order for them to vote.
Hodges reluctantly withdrew the bill from consideration. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.